Welcome back, Peace of Mind Nation. I hope that you all have been enjoying the episode thus far, because I always enjoy making this for you all. I know I say that every time, but I really can't get around the fact how much I enjoy doing this and how well you all seem to respond to it. So thank you all so much for being such an active part of this. And thank you all for continuing to listen and share and do all of those great things, because it does not go unnoticed and you do not go unnoticed. So here on this second part of episode 14, we're going to kind of pick up right in the middle of things, because I'll just kind of split the episode up. But I think that I'd do a pretty decent job of bringing it back to you all and kind of looping us back in the thing. So hopefully you find that as well, and I hope that you enjoy the rest of the episode. Thanks for listening.
Kind of looping back a little bit, you know, I think one of the things that you had talked about that I think we've kind of been dancing around but haven't put specific words to yet is the idea of balance, right? So balancing, yes. Balancing that religious culture with daily life. And about, you know, I feel like we've kind of taken the point home as far as like the whole like, okay, well, this is hard and this is why. So, so what's that balance like for you?
Balance for me is figuring out when to talk about things, when not to talk about things. For example, I could, since church, my church believes in, you know, having families, most women are associated with the fact that you're going to get pregnant. And
sure.
So I personally am terrified of it, and I just kind of want to wait before I decide. And right now, my stance is I don't really want to have my own kids. I want to adopt. I was adopted. I want to be a foster mom.
Yeah.
Definitely, kids need to be adopted. It's huge in America.
Yeah.
And so, if I were to say that in some to some people in the church, I would just be like, oh, what is this? So it's the decision of when to bring that up. If someone says, for example, I had a personal trainer that I was going to, and she was helping me out, and she talked about different exercises, and she's like, you know, you got to have a good lower back when you get pregnant. But at that moment, I'm not going to bring it up.
Right.
Because I, even though, yes, it's wrong, and I want to be able to say, well, actually,
yeah.
But it's just, I got to choose not to bring it up. I got to find the balance. And one other thing is also a political balance, too, in acknowledging that my personal beliefs of how I may do things may not also be my political beliefs.
Sure.
For example, since I was adopted, I am 100% abortion for myself. I will never abort a baby, no matter what.
Sure.
Life-threatening or rape or anything, I couldn't do it.
Sure.
Just because of my way of life as well. However, politically, I believe that if it was rape or it's life-threatening, the mother should have the choice.
Sure.
And that's a balance that I have to keep. And it's a lot of thinking and a lot of, okay, wait, but how does this work? Because you want to just be able to say it all applies for everything.
Yeah, that'd be easy.
And that's what a lot of religious people will do. Like, for example, the media, you will see so many stories about anything. The gay marriage, the abortion, they're the biggest hot topic.
Oh, yeah.
Topics, yeah,
and they stay that way.
So it's just, yeah, you can't let religion completely take over your life. It should be a harmony, you know.
Sure.
It Stone said that, so good job, Stone.
Yeah.
It's a harmony of learning how to have religion in your life and be able to love it. Because again, when you're upset with your religion, that's a horrible feeling.
Sure.
It's just uncomfortable and you don't know what to do. So you have to be able to love your religion and be able to know how to be religious and follow your beliefs and be the good person that you believe you should be, but also be that person politically and socially, you know?
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely.
I hope that was clear.
I mean, you're 100% clear. And I'm sorry, buddy. Apparently my allergies have decided to come to play today. So, you know, I think that's a constant struggle because, again, you know, so society wants you to be one way and religion wants you to be another way. And yeah. So then you have to find, and this is where, a lot of that stuff we were talking about earlier about prayer and introspection and, you know, counsel that you trust and all of that stuff. That's where all this comes into play, because this is finding out who you are, which is no easy task. And that constantly changes.
It does. The whole thing where people are like, people never change. It's so
bogus. Yeah.
Are you kidding me?
Yeah.
A little kid, I was the most hyperactive, talkative, social butterfly in the world. Now I'm a hermit who stays at home.
Yeah, absolutely.
That's just one simple example, but also I would say that your point and the combination of my point, they apply for everything, not just religious beliefs,
oh, yeah.
But every just your own personal moral beliefs, if you have any. I would say everyone at least has a basic set of, I should follow the law to this degree, I should, you know, just stuff like that.
Oh, and the
people to find that balance.
And the people that don't get figured out pretty quickly.
I mean. Yes. In the sense that even though, yes, I am traditionally, like religiously against gay marriage because of, again, I talked about how sex is formed after marriage and marriage is man and woman, therefore it leads to that. I'm not going to be a douche about it, and I have so many friends, and I just love them all. And like Baker, he's awesome, and I was surprised, not gonna lie. I have no idea.
Yeah.
I love him. He's awesome. He's a great guy. And just because religiously I'm taught something different, but the biggest thing I'm taught in religion is love people. And so it's just, even though there might be, like, for example, drugs I believe are bad. That's not necessarily a religious belief. That's just kind of like my own moral belief.
For
I
sure.
I don't have to be a douche about the way that people, I had tons of friends. I lived in California.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. My coworkers did weed. So maybe when I was like in middle school, I was a little douchey about it because I wasn't developed. And eventually, didn't understand.
I think we all had those moments.
But now I've grown up and learned a lot. And I was like, you know what, that's their choice. And I wish that they, and I've learned a lot more about weed and other drugs, because that's just kind of what happens when you grow up. But I just want them to stay healthy and not be addicted, and
yeah,
I hope the best to my friend, you know. So it's just the balance of just be a good person.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. Do what you can to not be a douche.
Mm-hmm. And if you choose to be a douche, then you probably won't have friends.
Right. I mean, you're welcome
to.
Right, you're welcome to do that, and that's your choice. Just know that you will probably not have many friends, and if that's not something that matters to you, then that's cool. I would just not be able to deal with that.
And
so, you know, I don't want to beat a dead horse, but I do feel like, you know, this is something that's really important to talk about. So, you know, this whole idea of balance and this whole balancing act and figuring out like who you are and what that means and how that shapes you on a daily life. So, you know, you've found over time what works for you and what doesn't. And again, you know, and right. Absolutely. I mean, as I think we all are, and one of the things that you found, you know, I'm not trying to put words in your mouth, so feel free to correct me. But one of the things that it seems like you found, over time is that even though you do have a strong sense of religion and you do have, you know, that your beliefs are very important to you and your community is very important to you, that much like with anything else, ultimately you're going to disagree with them on things and yeah. You're going to look at that. You're going to look at certain things and say, you know, I'm not sure that you quite got that. Like, I need to look at that and see if that really fits with my stuff, because ultimately, like, something's missing here. Something's not gelling right.
People are always going to disagree. I'm definitely going to have different views from other people. And
oh, yeah.
Even friends, we might see things differently. But that's okay. It's just learning how to be respectful about it.
Right.
And acknowledge, okay, that's your opinion. And this is mine. And that's your belief. This is mine.
Yeah.
Until there's a scientific study that outright just destroys my view, then, or your view, then we can't really, we're not going to, it's very hard to change people's thoughts. You kind of just have to, you can't do it. It has to be them.
Yeah. Yeah.
So it's just, I accept, you know, people are going to disagree with me. I have a really close friend here. And she's also a member, but she has a couple of different beliefs that some I agree with, and some I'm just kind of like, okay.
So we're gonna box on this one, and that's okay.
Yeah, it's fine. Like, you go ahead and think that way.
Right.
I'm not gonna stop you.
Right.
Until you hurt yourself over it, I'll be like, no, you need to stop.
Right.
Until then. You're good.
Right, absolutely. One, and you know, it's funny because, you know, just to play devil's advocate a little bit, so just because I gotta stir the pot a little bit. So, you know, one of the things that you said that I thought was kind of funny in a sense, so, you know, you said until there's a scientific study that comes out to prove, you know, X, Y, and Z, but there are still people that would say, well, that science was bogus, or, well, science doesn't give you the answers, or science this or science that. So, you know, even then, you're still going to have people that are going to be like, and, you know, that's fine. But so there's always going to be some level of disagreement. I mean, there are people that still believe that the earth is flat. Like, you know, it is what it is. Exactly. Definitely Bill Cosby and the Puddin' Pops and all that stuff, man. Like, you know, it just, yeah. 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 There are always people that are going to find some realm or modicum of disagreement. And
with those people, you just gotta accept them and be like, okay, and if you really can't stand it, just say, I'm sorry.
Yeah.
I gotta limit my interaction with you. And again, I'm gonna point out, this is all easier said than done.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely. So we're sitting here in a nice little cushy environment where, you know, even though I don't agree with 100% of what you're saying, like, you know, I agree with a good portion of it. Yeah, no worries. So, you know, there are points where I would disagree with you on certain things, but we can still be respectful about it. And we can still say, like, okay, well, you know, maybe I don't necessarily agree with you on that, but that doesn't mean that you're a horrible person or that I am all of a sudden the next prophet. Like, it doesn't, you know, I don't automatically get upgraded just because I think I'm right. You know, it doesn't work that way.
Little clip about this exact subject. It's actually by College Humor's Oh man, I can't remember. Someone's name ruins everything, and why can't I remember his name right now?
I don't think I've seen this one.
Adam ruins everything.
Adam ruins everything. Oh yeah.
Yeah. And he does a little segment about like how difficult it is to accept. You can't to accept something that you don't believe or your opinion is challenged, and how it's actually like something very similar to fight and flight response, and
yep.
all these thoughts done by it. And so it's very hard to accept when you're wrong, especially, and again, you also have personal beliefs that feel like an attack on you as a person.
Yeah.
People so tightly combine, they view themselves as also their views of life.
Yeah.
And beliefs and et cetera. So definitely, it's very hard when you're talking about something. For example, I want to bring this up. When I was in high school, I loved Steven Universe, and there was this artist on Tumblr making all of the characters white and super skinny, which, if you know anything about Steven Universe, is the exact opposite of the message of the show.
Yeah.
And I was so mad because that show was close to me, and I loved the exact, like, the original meaning of the show.
For sure.
This one artist went and was doing that. So, of course, teenager, I was like, why are you doing this? Mad at them and all this stuff. And then now I see, like, they're not going to change their mind. They're going to keep doing what they're doing.
Oh, yeah.
And, you know, that was hard because I cared about that and I got mad.
Yeah.
So it's going to be hard, especially about big things, like really big things you care about.
Oh, yeah.
And you really believe. It's harder said than. It's easier said than done.
Absolutely.
No,
you're good. But no, I agree 110%. And again, you know, and this is something I talk about every day with people when I'm talking with them about their struggles and whatnot, is like, you know, we'll sit here and make it sound really easy because we'll use silly examples, or even if we use meaningful examples, there are things that have been resolved. Or, you know, whatever. And so we make it sound really easy and like, oh yeah, you know, it's okay that people disagree. But when people are sitting there, you know, if I were to sit here and press abortion with Anne and tell her about all of these studies that have been done and all of these reasons why abortion's cool and all that good stuff, she's immediate. I mean, you heard her tone, like she's immediately going to be like, oh no, like, no, we're done. And, you know, that's why people talk about, like, oh, well, politics and religion are something that we never talk about and blah, 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 blah. And it's, you know, too many hurt feelings, et cetera, et cetera. And that's actually part of the reason that I was so excited about Anne coming on here, because I, you know, I do feel like those topics are important. But then on top of that, like, you know, there are going to be things that hurt your feelings, like. There's no getting around it. And there are times where respecting someone else's opinion is going to be really difficult, like stupid difficult.
Yeah, at that point, default respect them for being human beings.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Well, and that's, you know, there are times where I, like, when I don't know someone personally and they make some sort of comment, I'm like, what are you even human? Yeah. Like, did what hole did you crawl out of? And then I have to check myself and I'm like, you know what? I don't know their life. I don't know their experiences. I don't know what they've been through. I don't know where they're coming from. I don't know any of that stuff. So I'm just not even going to engage, and I'm going to chalk that up as ignorance, and I'm going to keep moving forward and do me.
The best solution is just don't try to prove people right. It's really hard.
Yeah.
You want to do it, but it'll just make you frustrated and you'll move on. No one's going to change their minds.
Absolutely. Well, and so, you know, I don't want this to sound like, oh, well, you can't have discussions with people around sensitive topics.
No.
That's how we develop as people. Like, that's how we learn. That's how we broaden our horizons. That's how we do all of those things. That's why we're here.
It's the difference between trying to change their minds and learning why they way.
Exactly. So yeah, so if you and this is something that they talk about specifically in public speaking, So I, you know, I took a public speaking class forever ago. It's know your audience, right? So if you go to an audience that is staunchly against your whatever it is that you're trying to discuss, then know that the most that you are going to get out of that conversation is moving them to neutral. You will never get them to agree with that, especially out of one conversation. Even if you threw the most objective, like evidence-based arguments and reasons that they should believe you in all of the knowledge possible known to anybody around, period, you will still never convince them, especially in one conversation, of your viewpoint. What you can hope to do is move them to a point where they're willing to consider other options, because that's just, yeah, that's, it is what it is. And that's, and ultimately,
you as a person could do is show them
exactly
more. Yeah,
exactly. Yeah, cool. And so then that's know your audience. So with that, I never come into something saying, oh, I need to convince them that this is true. Like, I don't know them. I don't know their truth. I don't know what's going on in their life. I don't know their circumstances. I don't know why they believe what they do. I don't know how they're going to believe what they do. I don't know how they survive with their beliefs. However, what I do know is that if it is something that, and again, you know, if it's something that's harmful, then yes, I will try and do something to help them to the point where they're not going to hurt themselves. If somebody's like, hey, yo, man, like, sucking up fumes from a car's exhaust pipe is awesome, I'd be like, you know, there's a lot of science that doesn't agree with that, and I don't recommend that you do that because you're probably going to die. However, you know, if you feel the need to do that, you do you, boo-boo, like, whatever. Let me know how it goes, and I'll see you on the other end.
Might die from this,
right?
If I honestly can't stop you from doing this, then okay.
Yeah, I mean, then Darwin, man, Darwin won out on that one. Like, it is what it is. Yeah. You know, I'm sorry to see you go, but I can't say I'm surprised.
Yeah.
But again, you know, to each their own. But yeah, it's again, and Pops made this point too, like, if you respect someone, you don't have to convince them that you're right or wrong. Ultimately, whether you're right or wrong doesn't even matter. What does matter is that you're able to either respectfully disagree and move on, or you find out that you're just not going to be able to move past it, which is another way of dealing with it. If you're not going to be able to move past it, then you move on and you say, you know what, maybe this isn't somebody I need in my life. And that sucks. It's a harsh reality sometimes, but it is what it is. Like, sometimes you're going to disagree with people on things that are deal breakers, and you know, it's a crappy situation. It sucks having to let people go that way. However, you know, it's either I keep them around and continue to be miserable, or I move on with my life. Like,
yeah, as having done that in high school, for like the first time I did it was in high school. That's a intense thing to go through at any age.
Yeah.
But, oh man.
Yeah, absolutely. Sorry, I just caught what one of my friends said about sucking gas fumes. So ultimately what it comes back down to is, I was going to say we're all adults, but that's not necessarily accurate. We're all humans, and as humans, we deserve at least a little bit of respect.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes giving that respect sucks, because sometimes giving that respect means walking away, or giving that respect means Just agreeing to disagree and realizing that you found out something about somebody that you didn't want to find out, which happens.
It does.
It is probably one of the least favorite things that I've experienced. And I mean, you know, it's with people that I've cared about. So it happens, but I, you know, because I value them as people and because I value them as parts of my life in some form or fashion, I just say, you know what, I'm just going to stay away from that topic because I know I'm not going to get anywhere, and that's okay.
Talk about what you guys can enjoy together. And, you know, if you can only really talk about the good things, that's fine.
Right, exactly.
There are some people you can have, you know, discussions about disagreements, and it's totally fine. But then there are other people that you just can't. And it might be on you, it might be on them, it might be a combination. But that's just how life is sometimes.
And 9 times out of 10, I'm just going to throw it out there, it's a combination. Like, anytime that you feel like anybody is at fault for something, definitely look on your side of things too, because you're at least allowing them to be around. So that says that there's something going on.
You're allowing them in your house.
Exactly. You're allowing them to affect you in some form or fashion.
Yeah.
So ultimately, like, you know, you play at least a part in it. However, if that's the only part you play in it, you know, there may be something to that. But it is easy to, again, you know, and this is something I talked about with somebody today. It's easy to get into the blame game for sure. And it's easy to get into like the, oh, well, you know, they're the always picking with me and they're always doing this and they're the one that are always bringing this up. And I'm like, well, you know, how do you respond to it? Like, when they bring this up or when they are this way, what do you do about it? Like, how do you respond?
Especially when it does feel like you're the victim
of
a sucky situation. I know that I've gone through experiences and talked to counselors, and they were like, well, it takes multiple people to have a conflict.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
You can't do that. One person can't be a conflict. Not in the traditional sense.
I mean, you can be in conflict with yourself about an idea.
Yeah, but that's more of a...
Yeah.
That would be more of a, like, a self-growing and...
Yeah, yeah.
In the sense that I don't like this and you like it.
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
Yeah, for what we're talking about.
Exactly. I was just giving you a hard time. But no, I mean, I agree 100%. And, you know, so if you truly believe that it does not take more than one, or that an argument can be one-sided, try agreeing with them and tell me how that goes. See if you still have fights after that. I'm not saying you have to believe it, but agree with them. Just agree with them. And continue to agree with them and see how that goes. They'll probably at first be like, you're just being a smart ass and try and pick another fight. But, you know, and that may be true. But, you know, but see how long the argument lasts after that.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah. And I'm sure that there are people that are going to try and test the limits on that and be like, oh, well, you know, what about this situation? What about that situation? You know, there's going to be exceptions to everything. Yeah, I'm just going to throw that out there. But the...
Exceptions to all those.
Oh, yeah. But the likelihood of you running into one of those is extremely low. Just throwing it out there.
That's why they're called exceptions.
Exactly. Exactly. They are exceptionally rare. So I know we got sidetracked there a little bit, and I'm good with it.
But I think that was a good conversation.
Oh, absolutely. It's a very important conversation. Some people don't hear that at all or enough. So definitely, yeah, good way to go there. So let's see. So I know that at one point we were talking about balance and you were struggling with that. And then we talked about sense of community from there and, you know, talked about,
I know there was that one, the positive, that's your story.
Yeah, please go for it.
Okay. So we talked a lot about, how religious culture versus religious beliefs and all the bad examples. But there's one good example that is funny because Funny asked me, he was like, do you have another story you want to say? And I was like, I had to think about it because I wanted a positive one.
Yeah.
But then I realized, so we're going to learn a little bit about little old me.
Oh, yeah.
So my dad, I thought my dad was a good example of, like, the positive, I guess, like, the ideal how you should approach culture, religious culture, and religious food. And so this is basically the rundown of my dad's family. When my dad was about 20, he was living in Japan because he was serving what's called a Mormon mission, where basically you go and your life's dedicated to service, God, and teaching people about God. So that's what that is. When he was 20, on a mission in Japan, again, Japan, of all places.
Right.
This is quite a bit of time. My dad's old.
Yeah.
This is in the early 80s, I would say, he got a letter from his parents that they got a divorce. Now, that may not sound like, I mean, it sounds like kind of a big deal, but may not seem shocking.
Yeah.
Let me just clarify. In Mormon culture, a divorce is like, it's the biggest, like, it's the craziest thing to imagine.
Oh, yeah.
A divorce because of how much Mormons value marriage.
Oh, yeah.
And, like, the idea of forever, eternally staying with your companion.
Yeah.
So, that happened to him, and then he discovered that his dad smokes, his dad drinks alcohol, his dad gambles, which are all things that the church tells us not to do because gambling you can get into debt, lose money. The church doesn't want that to happen to you.
Yeah.
Smoking and drinking alcohol can become addictions, and they're just generally not great for you, and can become, even coffee is something that is, the church is like, caffeine's kind of not great for your body. Your body's precious, take care of it.
You know,
I guess you could say Mormons are kind of a little health nuts in that respect.
Sure.
To a degree. So yeah. All these things. His grandpa, my grandpa, so his dad,
his dad.
He got remarried 3 times.
Ooh.
One time, the first time after was a divorce. The second time she actually died. The third time, she is the grandma I've always known growing up.
Sure.
So, that's might seem kind of like not too crazy, but also remember this was like 90s.
Yeah.
Like early thousands. So.
Yeah.
And then
culture wasn't also quite.
Add on top. Yeah, add on top religious culture on that, and it's a little crazy.
Yeah.
And one of the reasons that they got a divorce was my grandma, so my dad's mom, fell in love with another man.
Woo!
So,
the scandal continues.
I know, right? It's crazy. So my dad's the oldest also. That's a little tidbit you'll need to know. So this man and my grandma got married, and he's the grandpa that I've come to know on that side. So this is just my dad's parents. Now his younger siblings, he has a total of 5 siblings. one female, four boys. Out of those five siblings, only one of them is actually still active in our church and still follows the basic, like, all the rules and
yeah.
is, has kids that go are still in the church. The rest of the family, I have a cousin who's been in jail multiple times, and she's had two babies. So my dad's next brother down is actually grandpa already. So that's yeah.
Yeah.
And then we've had all these different, and almost all of the kids, all my cousins, except for of course from the one family that is part of the church, just they've all had a bunch of different struggles and a bunch of different things happen to them that are very un-Mormon.
Oh yeah.
But my dad has, in the past year, last year he had all of his brothers come and his dad come to, and they loved the Yankees. They're Yankees family.
Okay.
And the Yankees,
I'll forgive them.
Michigan, and they all watched and together. We've had a ton of family reunions and everyone's come over, and my dad's just embraced everyone.
Yeah.
And I've grown up knowing, well, I knew, like, that grandpa and grandma were divorced, and that was uncommon.
Yeah.
But until I was in middle school, I didn't know the extent.
Sure, yeah.
Of how un-Mormon my dad's family was.
Oh, yeah.
But I've been taught to still love them. So my dad, I feel like, is the best example of, yeah, he knows his families are doing the best things, and he's really concerned, and he loves them and wants them to be healthy and happy, but he also respects my grandpa's super old, and he's not taking care of his body the greatest.
Sure.
And consequently, he now has bone cancer, and it's yeah. sad, but he's also not going to change his diet. He says
sure.
he starts every morning with a cup of coffee and a package of Oreos. So...
Respect. Oh, that's awesome.
Call you every Sunday, we're gonna have family reunions, and you know, this is a family that kind of, for a little while, there was, you know, hard feelings.
Oh yeah.
Amongst siblings and parents, because you know, the kids kind of took sides on who they blamed.
Oh yeah.
Like that.
Oh yeah.
But then recently, within the past 5 or 6 years, they kind of all got over it, and it's awesome. It's they kind of get along better than the Mormon. My mom's side of the family is very Mormon.
Yeah.
Which is interesting.
Oh, yeah.
So, they're great. I think they're a great example of how a religious person should act.
Sure.
Towards people who aren't religious is just welcome. So that's a happy note of a good example.
Absolutely. Well, and, you know, and thankfully, you know, it's somebody that you know very intimately in it being your yeah. father, so you can speak a lot more on, like, the details of how that came to be, yeah. and it's not just like, oh, well, my friend John really loves his friends, and, you know, it's not one of the, you know, it's
yeah.
it's real torment and struggle, because, I mean, ultimately, yeah. your dad could just say, all right, well, you know, they're not part of my faith, they're not part of what I'm trying to do with my life, so I'm just going to cut them out. But they're meaningful yeah. to him.
Sorry.
No, you're fine.
There was a pause. I wasn't sure if you
were. Yeah, you're good. You're good. You're good.
Okay. Real quick. He was on the side of the kids that blamed his mom.
Yeah.
But he got over it. And that's awesome. So I had a grandma that I was able to, like, actually go to and be in another grandpa.
Absolutely.
I had three grandparents. So, but yeah. Great that he got over that.
Absolutely. Otherwise, you wouldn't have had some very important people in your life.
Yeah.
Yep. 100%. And again, you know, it circles back to the it circles back to that idea that you were talking about truly, because I mean, if you want to talk about conflict and you want to talk about soul searching, I mean, your dad had to do a lot of soul searching, and a lot of praying and a lot of like, you know, how do I handle this? These are people that I love and these are good people. It's not just like, oh, okay, well, you know, whatever. They're just, you know, they're just going to go do drugs and that's their choice, but whatever, it doesn't affect me. It directly affects him. And
again, he was in Japan.
Right.
He himself was even like, he's told me his mission was the hard, one of the hardest things in his life.
Well, yeah.
He was on his mission and he was like, do I even believe the stuff that I'm doing this for? Like,
right.
And so he definitely was like, okay, I gotta really think about this.
Yeah.
I mean, can you imagine someone who's never been out of the United States, Japan?
Right.
Speaking Japanese.
Right.
Having Japanese companions so that they don't speak English. It is crazy.
Right. Yeah. And then all of a sudden, halfway across the world, you have no clue what's going on aside from the check-ins that you get. And then all of a sudden you find out, oh, hey, by the way, like, you know, one of the hardest things to have happen in our religion just happened. And not only did it just happen, but it was me and your mom. Like, enjoy. Continue your mission, buddy. Like, yeah. Yeah.
So I really admire my dad
for
that. And I took him a lot, especially, you know, growing and learning all the different things he's gone through. So.
Absolutely. Yeah. Well, and I mean, you know, we all learn by some form of example in some form or fashion. And, you know, it definitely sounds like he's had a huge impact on your life as far as like, again, you know, your values. And this is something that I talk about all the time, you know, knowing your values, knowing your beliefs, knowing those things that really matter to you. You know, he directly impacted those because you now have that strong sense of, other people can make choices I don't agree with, but that doesn't mean that I have to love them any less. And that doesn't mean that I have to condemn them because he's lived that and you've seen him live that.
And I mean, it's hard.
Oh, yeah.
Definitely not, especially when it's them hurting themselves when it comes to alcoholism and smoking, things like that.
Oh, yeah.
That's just not. Not great at
right.
all.
Right. Not cool, bro.
You just want to be like, no, and take away all of the, like, smoking and all of the stuff that can hurt them, but you can't because they're adults too.
Yeah. Well, and even if they weren't adults, like, it's, I mean, also, you would try and, try and educate them, but ultimately they're going to make the choices they're going to make. Like,
yeah, it's good. I mean, I just had this popping in my butt. Have you ever seen Parks and Rec, the episode where they're trying to teach the old people how to have safe sex?
I have not seen that, but I need to now. I need to now.
Basically, it's a government, like, you know, Parks and Rec's about government workers.
Oh, yeah.
And they're trying to teach these old people how to have safe sex because all they do is have sex, but they're not, they're just spreading disease because they're not. They know how to have safe sex. And it brings up the point that people need to take care of themselves.
Sure.
If they want to.
Yeah.
But they're still going to keep doing the things that they want to do. It's, I am totally for learning about how to take care of yourself. Like, even if morally, again, I'm against having sex before marriage. I don't want AIDS and anything else to travel or infect, and I definitely don't want unwanted pregnancies because that's a whole nother thing that happens. Just, you know, learn how to be safe.
Yeah, absolutely.
Which is a metaphor for a bigger thing. You know?
Absolutely.
Part of the examples, I don't know.
No, that's 100% applicable. And again, you know, it's like, okay, well, I don't necessarily agree with this, but if I can help you make a good decision, then that's what I'm going to do.
Yeah. If I can just help you.
Which then immediately conflicts with, Oh, go ahead. Sorry. You were cutting out.
Oh, no, no, no. I stopped.
Oh, okay. But, you know, that's something that immediately conflicts with your religious beliefs of, well, this isn't what you should do. However, your love for them and your desire for them to have autonomy. I can't remember. I still can't remember the freaking name.
Agency.
Yeah. I mean, it's the same thing, you know. But
maybe, I don't know.
Autonomy is the ability to make your own choices. So, you know, essentially the same thing. So, you know, you respect that, but then there's also the, like, the tenets of, well, you should take care of yourself because your body's the vehicle and all those different things. So, you know, you have that immediate conflict there of, like, well, you know, my religion says that it's probably not the best for you to be going out and drinking and drugging and having sex before marriage and all that good stuff. However, because I care about you as human beings and because I want to respect your choice to continue to make your own decisions, and it doesn't matter what I believe, you're going to continue to do that, I'm at least trying to help you be safe.
Yeah, exactly. And again, I brought this up before when we were talking, but it's just like how in Canada, they started using safe places for drug addicts to go and use drugs.
Yeah.
And they treated it as a medical problem instead of a justice problem.
Yeah.
And they had way less overdoses, and hey, if we can get more people staying alive and living their lives and also on the path to recovery without having to go through the justice system,
cool.
I'm for it.
Yeah.
Even though that might be against, you know, the morals of, well, you shouldn't use drugs, you have
right.
to, you
know. Right.
It's a good solution. I mean, come on.
Right. Right. Well, I mean, you know, we definitely have things here in the U.S. that kind of do that, but it's nowhere near the same. Like, we'll have a needle exchange. So, you know, obviously those needles aren't just for people with diabetes. Like, you know, we're very realistic in that. But it's not quite to that extreme by any means.
Definitely.
So.
It's still very much treated like it's like you're this horrible person or you should go to jail.
Yeah.
I can't tell you how many stories I have from a good friend of mine who's from California, who did a ton of drugs.
Oh, yeah.
And he, all sorts of things, and he would tell me about them, and he had experiences where he was going to a party, and he had a ton of drugs with him. He got pulled over by a cop because of some traffic violation that was minor.
Yeah.
And he started injecting himself because it was less jail time to be high while driving than to be found with the product. Like, that's
yeah.
crazy.
Yeah.
So, like, and I was terrified. I was like, stay safe, don't do that.
Right.
Your cart's.
Right.
The mom aspect of me that's like, careful.
Yeah, please.
Yeah.
Don't die. Yeah, absolutely. No, it's 100%. And I'm, you know, it's like you were saying, you know, it's that conflict of, well, you know, I shouldn't condone this and I shouldn't be like really talking about this, but you know, since we're going to be talking about it, I might as well at least try to make sure that you're safe. And I mean, you know, parents have that conflict all the time of like, well, yeah, I don't want you to make this choice. I really don't think it's good for you, but if you're going to make this choice, I need you to at least be safe about it because I know that I can't stop you.
Yeah, definitely. Which is where a lot of bad things happen to kids if parents don't make that option.
Right. Right. Yeah. I mean, I'm always a fan of options. I'm always a fan of, you know, let's figure something out. But I mean, you know, that's only when it's not safety related. Like if you're like, again, you know, if you're like, oh, hey, I'm gonna go check out this tailpipe real quick and suck all the fumes out of it. Like probably not going to guarantee that one. Not going to compromise on that one.
Yeah. But it's a super extreme.
Yeah. Yeah.
Which I think is good.
What's that?
I think that's a given.
Oh, yeah, for sure. Yeah, I mean, safety is first and foremost. If it's not an immediate threat to yourself or somebody else, then, hey, we'll talk about it. Okay. So I'm trying to think. I know that we covered a lot.
I honestly can't think of
anything. Excellent. Yeah, I mean, it's been a really good conversation. I've really enjoyed having it, for sure.
Yeah, me too.
And I know I kind of gave many props for this earlier, but like, huge props to you for being willing to come on and talk about what could be a very controversial topic. So, you know, I greatly appreciate that, because, you know, hopefully people took it the way it was intended, which is, you know, yes, religion is there and it is a part of it and it's woven into part of who you are, but we're not, you know, saying, oh, you need to go find religion now. Like, not
at all.
Not the case.
Only, go ahead, look it up. Look, just try and learn stuff. If you want to learn religion, cool.
Yeah.
If you don't want to, you know, why? There's no reason. If you don't want to, it's just going to be torture.
Right.
If you don't want to.
Right.
So.
Right, right. Right, so, you know.
I really hope this hasn't sounded like a Mormon ad.
No, not at all. Yeah, absolutely. No, it's 100%. I think, you know, you were fantastic. And, you know, again, I really like the way this turned out. And I like, you know, I like that it was a very good conversation that could be applied to pretty much anything. So,
yeah.
yes, you did. So chat, do you all feel like there's anything we should have covered a little bit more, or do you all feel like, there's anything that you want to know more about, or any specific questions that you want to ask Anne before we start wrapping up, or, anything that you need Anne to endorse as our new prophet, or, you know,
everyone should adopt a cat.
Yes. Yeah, absolutely. And world peace, please. And absolutely. Absolutely. Yeah, Kent, we can definitely, I'll be more than happy to answer that here in a minute. Okay, so I'm not seeing anybody say anything that's like, oh yeah, you didn't talk about this, or you said you would have covered this and then you left it dry, and, you know, whatnot. I mean, it's not like we can't have Anne back on at some point. Don't be sorry. We can definitely have Anne back on at some point, because, you know, she was a fantastic guest and there's plenty more that she can talk about. So if needed, we can revisit and talk a little bit more about specific things. And I can talk, you know I briefly mentioned motivational interviewing. That's something that I could talk about ad nauseum. So, you know, we could turn that into a whole episode if somebody wanted to or whatever. But I don't think there was anything else that we mentioned.
I think.
Excellent. So, Anne, I realize this is something that we didn't talk about. So per the usual for the sign off, do you want people to be able to find you anywhere, or are there any, projects that you want to shout out, or anything that you feel like would be valuable for people to, find or research or anything along those lines? Shout out whatever you want. The floor is yours.
Okay. Well, I mentioned before I'm an artist. Commissioning me. You can find me at my Instagram, you can direct message me. And I am Tocho Can Art. Tocho_can_art. And
So I'm sorry, Anne, you cut out a little bit there. So that was Tocho. No, it's okay. I got you. So it's Tocho Can Art. So it's TOCHO_CAN_ART. So you can find her there on Instagram, and she does awesome stuff.
Thanks.
Absolutely.
I never post because I suck at that, but I'll communicate with you if you want to.
There we go.
My art from me.
Exactly. Exactly.
Otherwise, I don't really do much, honestly. I suck at social media, so.
See, she says that, yet she reached out via social media to get in touch with me so that we could figure this out. So.
Well, I use it mostly for communication. I'm really bad at just like using it for.
Just putting stuff out there.
Broadcasting myself, yeah. So.
So also she broadcasts on Twitch. I don't know if that's okay to say.
Occasionally. Yeah, you can. Okay. Sometimes I'm on Twitch. A Callahan.
Yeah. Twitch. So that's ANNCALLIHAN. Ann Callahan. Twitch.tv/AnnCallahan.
Yeah. Come in if you want to say hi.
Absolutely.
I do weird things. Half the time my boyfriend will be there.
Hey, that's awesome. It's good to have support like that. So there's that. I'm trying to think if there's anything else. Oh, Anne's just an awesome human being. So, you know, reach out to her. Oh, so yeah, come in and talk to her and DM her about, like, you know, how awesome she is, and send her awesome kudos about, like, you were great on Funny's podcast. You know, I'm one of the 7 listeners. So, you know, please do that. and hit her up. But, or if you want to talk to her about, you know, more about religious stuff, or if you share the struggles, if you're part of the Church of Latter-day Saints, then hit her up and be like, yo, me too, you know, and then y'all can have awesome conversations.
If you have questions about Mormons, I'm fine with answering them. Just
absolutely
still learning.
Absolutely. So she's still learning too. Exactly. She's still learning. So that does not make her a spokesperson for all Mormons. She is happy to share her experience of being a part of the Church of Latter-day Saints.
I can give you basic answers about, like, really simple stuff too. Like, you want to understand the basic story of Joseph Smith. And,
absolutely.
You know, if you've ever heard of the Lamanites and the Nephites and you want to know what's going on with that.
Your girl's gotcha. She's got all that knowledge.
But if you want knowledge of Mormonness, of course you can always go to Mormon.org.
Oh yeah, for sure. For sure.
Anything else online, if it's not Mormon.org or LDS.org, is going to be a little sketchy. Because, I can't guarantee that it's actually written by Mormons.
Right.
There's a ton of anti-Mormon, like, oh my gosh.
Oh yeah.
It's actually kind of funny how much people have dedicated
to
proving us wrong.
Oh yeah, for sure. 110%.
Anyways.
Nah, it's all good.
Yeah.
Okay. So so for those of you that I guess aren't familiar or don't know or whatever, I'll shout out my stuff as well real quick and then we'll wrap up. So I broadcast this live on mixer.com/aren'tyoufunny. So that's ARENTUFUNNY. Mixer.com, it's a streaming platform. So we typically, if we're going to do a podcast, I will shout it out on my social media. And then, and or we'll talk about it on We'll talk about on stream at some point. So if you just want to come and chill and enjoy video games, cool. Like, come chill with me. I always love meeting new people, talking about new things. I've met so many new people on Mixer already. It's been fantastic. The move from Twitch has been awesome. So it's broadcast live on Mixer. And then also, there's like 10 new platforms or something insane that, that Anchor has put the podcast on. And to be honest, I can't even name them all. However, the ones that I immediately remember, if you want to be able to find the podcast, is Spotify, Stitcher, Anchor, Google, iTunes, Pocket Casts, and a couple of other places as well that I don't even remember right now because they're so newly added to me. So Anchor is freaking amazing because I basically just make this, put it on Anchor, and they distribute it everywhere else. It's insane. I freaking love them. And it's not, I'm not sponsored by them or anything along those lines. so yeah, so there's that. If you want to be able to find my other content, or if you want to just chill with me and talk to me on social media, you're welcome to do that. You can find me on Twitter at Aren't You Funny. So that's ArentUFunny. And then you can find me on Instagram at Aren't You Funny TV, like television. So that's Aren't You Funny TV. And you can find me, if you just want to email me your story or want to talk about becoming a guest or anything along those lines, or you just want to reach out and say, yo, your podcast was crap, here's what you should do about it, feel free to do that at aren'tyoufunnytv@gmail.com. So if email's your shindig, you can do that. Or you can do, let's see. So that's Mixer, Instagram, Twitter, Facebook. I have a, unfortunately they call it a fan page. So I've got a fan page for, if you just search Aren't You Funny, you should be able to find me, no problem. I think that's pretty much all my social medias. So hopefully, you know, at least a small piece of this connected with you in some form or fashion. If it did, find somebody else that it connected with and tell them about it, please. Because the more people we reach with this, the better the podcast will be. Because the more content we can get on here, the more stories we can share, the more people we can help improve their lives, and then, you know, the world just becomes a better place. I mean, who can really be mad about that? So please, 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 if that is the case and you have done that, then you are an amazing human being and you are helping the podcast grow, which I appreciate. So hopefully this brought you at least a little bit of peace of mind. Peace out, everybody.